The Hanford Waste Treatment Plant in Washington State is a Department of Energy project that, when completed, will be the biggest nuclear waste treatment plant in the world. But safety problems have delayed construction and run up its $13 billion price tag. Walter Tamositis knows that well. He used to be the research and technology manager.
The safety threats in the WTP are very serious. They include the trapping of explosive hydrogen gas in the waste, which can lead to fires or an explosion, solids buildup, which can lead to a criticality, erosion, and vessel and pipe pluggages that can render the plant totally inoperable.
Tamositis' employer, URS, was working with Bechtel, the contractor, to build the site. Bechtel was coming up against a June 2010 deadline for fixing major issues. A lot of money was at stake. That's why, Tamositis says, they didn't take his criticism well.
At 7 a.m. on July 2, 2010, I was suddenly terminated from the WTP job and escorted off the premises after I continued to raise valid safety and technical concerns.
Tamositis says he sought help from the Department of Labor, but it didn't do anything, and the Inspector General, but they didn't do anything either because he had gone to labor first. The Defense Nuclear Facilities Safety Board has substantiated his claims, but it lacks enforcement authority. He's in limbo, and he's preparing to go to trial. Meanwhile, the Energy Department, he says, continues to stand by Bechtel and pay its legal fees. Subcommittee Chairman Claire McCaskill called the lack of protections for whistleblowers at contractors a dirty little secret people like to ignore.
We have more contractors working at many agencies than we have federal employees. So if we are not including contractors in the protection of the whistleblower legislation, then we've got a huge problem here. If the whistleblowers that work for contractors don't have the same protections as federal employees, we are saying to contractors, we don't think wrongdoing by you is that important.
McCaskill has introduced legislation to extend whistleblower protections to employees of federal contractors, subcontractors, and grantees. Marguerite Garrison is the Deputy Inspector General for Ministry of Investigations for the Defense Department Inspector General. She says agencies need the ability to investigate complaints that whistleblowers first make to their employers.
The law fails to protect defense contractor employees from reprisal for reporting wrongdoing to company management. It also does not protect employees from actions directed by government officials. Nor does it protect employees of subcontractors.
She says that's one reason why her office has investigated just 5 complaints of retaliation against whistleblowers at contractors in the past 3 years. Ranking Republican Rob Portman of Ohio says the government needs to encourage companies to conduct their own investigations.
So we don't want to disrupt the internal processes that are in place. And given our finite resources for enforcement and investigation, we want to encourage strong internal private compliance efforts to detect and correct wrongdoing. Ideally, I think the law should encourage firms to be self-policing to the extent possible. And that means whistleblowing protections should extend to both the internal and external reporting of wrongdoing.
Portman says he supports McCaskill's bill to step up protections. As for Tamositis, he still works at the nuclear waste plant, but he says he's now isolated at a desk job in a windowless room, a living warning to colleagues about what can happen to a whistleblower. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.